BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills podcast, and it's great. I can't tell you how great it's going to be. Kel Spellman on Real or No Real. Everyone knows a compulsive liar. We take your calls, and Dan Walker off of TV calls up. And the apprentice you've been fired candidate from this week spends a lot of time in the Radio 1 lift. Scott Mills. I think we had two very different nights, didn't we, Chris, last night?
It all feels very rushed right now. I don't feel me and you have even properly caught up today.
Well, we haven't. We haven't really spoken apart from on the air.
So how were the Student Radio Awards last night?
So good. I need to speak to Bev and Ben and Danny and Jack and Sam and Johan and Jamie and Faye. All people just from my Twitter who I had pictures with last night at the Student Radio Awards. And it was great. It was so great.
I heard you did an amazing speech.
Yeah. Well, I tried to do Donald Trump hands.
I know why you're doing it as well. It's nothing to do with him. It's just more that, it maybe helps with the public speaking, doesn't it? When you pretend you're someone else.
It really does. And I just enjoy doing his hands.
Fine.
That's the only thing I enjoy about him.
So the speech I've not actually seen footage of the speech, but I heard it was Trump hands you were doing.
I was doing the little okay sign and the kind of little pointy fingers in
good,
the air.
Good, so it's all gone well there.
Really
then.
Good. How was your night?
Really good. So I turned on the Christmas lights at the Into shopping centre in Watford. I couldn't believe how many people were there. There were hundreds. I'm not even joking. Loads of people there.
Were there?
And it was really good fun. I think, they weren't there to see me.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Come on.
But there was some Watford players there as well. I got a good catch up with Troy Deeney. You know Troy Deeney.
I do, actually. I'm aware of him, yeah.
It was just an awesome, awesome night. And I felt honoured. And my mum came along, and she doesn't really care about anything else that I do.
Oh.
And she genuinely, I think it was her proudest moment.
Her son turning on the Christmas lights in your hometown is pretty special.
Doesn't get better, does it?
Really good. And did it turn on the lights for the whole town?
Mate, press the button, and then the fireworks went off above the shopping centre. There's a glass ceiling on the...
You serious?
Seriously, fireworks everywhere. I mean, I still am never convinced that button does anything in any of these things.
What, like the lottery?
Like the lottery, you can even see the guy kind of reach around, can't you?
Right.
Sort of reaches around.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore, it's true. He reaches around and...
Why is that?
The button does absolutely nothing. Why?
Why don't you do it anymore?
They binned me off.
Did they?
Yeah, about 2 years ago. But yeah, the button does absolutely nothing, you're right. But this one did.
I think so, yeah.
And was it just the shopping centre or the whole town?
I think it was the whole of Watford.
Oh, so proud of you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, I was with a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours in the lift earlier.
Right.
I can't name his name, but you will know from when I say this.
Someone that works here.
Kind of. Someone who has meetings here.
Okay.
now, you know, when you speak to him, I'm fairly certain that 90% of what he says is completely made up. But I never have the guts to call him out on it.
Okay, this is on the air now.
So I do find it quite entertaining. So I'll say something to kind of fish for it a little bit. So I'll be like, oh, he'll say, what have you been up to? And I know as soon as I say whatever, he will know the greatest person in that field.
Yeah.
He'll know, he'll have better links than I do to that person.
He's what we call a one-upper, isn't he?
Totally, totally. But it's not just
or
that.
Or a compulsive
it's
liar.
A compulsive, he's, I'm fairly certain he might be, well... You can't say I'm fairly certain he might be.
He is, I think,
compulsive liar.
I know exactly who you
should
mean.
I be saying to him that I know that he's a compulsive liar or
no,
not?
I quite enjoy just with these people just going along with it.
Just go along with it.
Absolutely. Do you remember that person that used to work here a couple of years ago who I was completely sure pretty much made everything up?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That's not true. But you can't say that's not true.
You could,
but generally I'd be like... Oh, all right, then.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. We're talking about compulsive liars. Everyone knows one. Someone says you can't call out compulsive liars. It's like waking up sleepwalkers.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Shout out to the guy who claimed to have knocked the O off of a P&O ferry while he was on a small boat. For the first 10 seconds, you'd be like, oh, cool. And then you'd be like, this is not really making sense to me.
No, with... One of those, you've just got to keep asking questions, don't you?
That's the thing.
Why are you that close?
Yeah, yeah. You've got to drill them, and eventually, the house of cards just falls down.
Also, the P&O is quite high up, isn't it?
That's what I mean. See, now you're thinking about it. Initially, you're like, oh, yeah, okay. And then now you're thinking about it, you're like, actually, that's not entirely possible, is it?
I wonder what he was doing on the small boat out there as well. Oh, there's too many questions.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Scott.
What's your one then?
So a lad that I used to go to school with was a bit of a compulsive liar, and he used to make up so many different stories. And he started off quite small, like he's never been scared of anything in his life until he saw his own shadow run past him. just random things like Buffy the Vampire Slayer is his cousin.
What? And, no, go back. What, Buffy the Vampire Slayer's what?
Was his cousin, apparently.
Was his cousin?
Yeah, I don't know if he meant the actual Buffy the Vampire Slayer character.
Not
or
real.
The Sarah Michelle Gellar, I just don't know.
Okay.
So obviously we knew something was a bit of a miss. But
I reckon that's the most regular lie, that someone famous is your cousin.
Yeah.
I hear that quite a lot.
I do as well. I met someone that said that Sam Smith was his cousin the other day.
Yeah, probs wasn't.
Probably not. Ooh. Okay,
that's
what else?
My name as
well. What?
My name's Sam Smith as well.
Oh, are you his cousin?
No.
You're not the Sam Smith, though. No offence.
I'm definitely not the Sam Smith. But his best lie was that his mum and dad had booked a hotel room in London for the weekend for their wedding anniversary or something.
Right.
And a few weeks before they were due to go, the hotel called them up and said, look, somebody really wants the room that you've booked into. They're willing just to swap it over for you. Well, would that be possible? And they were like, no, we definitely want that room. So again, a couple of days later, apparently the hotel called them back and said to him, they're willing to put you into a suite for the weekend. And they were like, no, definitely not. We want this room.
Who gets to pick what room they want?
I know. This is the thing. So this goes on for like a few more days, and the stakes are getting up and up and up. And apparently on a couple of days before they were due to go, the hotel manager called them again and said, look, these two people really want this particular room in the hotel in the hotel where you've booked, and they're willing to pay off your mortgage for you.
Oh, come on.
So £100 room for the night, they're willing to pay their mortgage off for them.
What, so the whole house is paid for now, yeah?
Yeah, so 5 days later, a cheque came through the post signed by D. Beckham.
What? Whoa.
David Beckham? Because he wanted that hotel room, David and Victoria paid off the whole mortgage of this house.
Paid off the whole mortgage
of this house.
That one is real. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello, guys. It's Dan Walk here.
Who?
Mr. Walker from Football Focus, BBC Breakfast, Radio 1 listener.
Oh, yes, Dan Walker, yes. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I needed to ring in because I was listening in, and this sounds remarkably like a friend of mine. I won't give you his real name, but we all know him as Reece.
Reece,
short for Elevenery, because if you've been to Tenerife, he's been to Elevenery.
Classic.
So it's classic. He's a classic example of the made-up story.
Okay, tell me.
So, for example, you're playing football. You've scored a goal from 30 yards, very happy. He's scored a goal from 40 yards. You've broken a leg. He's broken two legs.
Right.
You've crashed a car. He's crashed a truck.
Right.
You've met somebody famous in a lift. He's had dinner with the Pope. You know, there is nothing you have done that he hasn't done slightly better.
But what's mad about you, Dan, is you do really cool stuff. You've got one of the coolest jobs in the world.
Ever.
You're up to good stuff all the time. So, like, surely you are always winning at stories.
No, I kid you not. Like, I could say, what have you done this summer? I've spent 6 weeks in Paris covering the Euros, and then I went to the Olympics for 3 weeks. It was brilliant. He'll like make some rubbish about organising the Olympics.
Yeah, you presented them. I organised them.
Yeah, I cannot wait to tell him that. Guess what? What do you do today? I went on Radio 1. He'll go. He'll take about 30 seconds to think about it. And then he said, did I tell you about the time when I turned down Chris Evans' job on Radio 2?
Dan, you legend.
Thank you very much, Dan. I love when a celebrity calls the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this David Beckham story about paying off the mortgage because of wanting the hotel room.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's been going around for ages.
So it's quite a cheap room. He offered to pay someone's mortgage so that he could get the room. But it seems to be that this story has been told so many times that everyone thinks that they've got the original story.
Yeah, but it's not. Sarah from Mid Wales says, I've heard this story, but it was Alton Towers. I've heard the David Beckham mortgage story as well, but in Wales.
Yeah.
It's Adam from London.
Yeah, look, one of my mates has just texted me saying it was definitely in the New Forest.
Someone says Celtic Manor for the gold tournament. David Beckham from a relative about their wedding venue. Apparently they paid the whole wedding and half their mortgage.
I like this one.
It's just going around.
Stuart in Perthshire. My cousin is David Beckham. I'll ask him about the hotel room.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for your help.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Luke.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, not bad yourself.
Yeah, good. Earlier we were talking about compulsive liars. Have you got one?
Yeah, there was a guy back years ago who told me a friend of his used to say he was on holiday and he was walking along the beach and he saw Jean-Claude Van Damme filming a film.
Hello! Can you explain who Jean-Claude Van Damme is? Because some of our listeners won't know.
He's a sort of martial arts actor.
Incredible film actor.
Yeah.
He's used in a lot of lies as well, I think.
Yeah,
when people
a lot.
Talk about films, like Bruce Lee as well.
Yeah, same.
Hello.
Okay, so what was the story?
So basically, he was walking along the beach. He saw Jean-Claude Van Damme filming on a film, and he started on him, and he knocked him out in front of everyone.
Yeah, what? So he knocked out Jean-Claude Van Damme off of being hard.
Why?
Yeah.
As well.
Why? Jean-Claude Van Damme started on him for walking through the film set.
No. Although, lol, if true.
No real.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday on the show, we had Louise Pentland, who is Sprinkle of Glitter on the internet, with the poshest laugh ever on Innuendo Bingo. Posh laugh. We've never had anyone go, has anyone got any contact fluid before on Innuendo Bingo?
Got a bit weird.
Yeah, because she said that her contacts had come out. Anyone got any fluid? And then she went, Mayday, Mayday. Now, who says Mayday in real life when they need help since the 50s?
No Don't one. Issue a Mayday.
Don't do a Mayday. It's just like you've got water in your eyes. We did nearly have an accident. Now, Louise, obviously you're a YouTuber. You love a selfie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken one with one of these?
I hope I'm never living in a society or future generations are living in a society where it's okay to take a selfie with a stiffy.
Call 0116 251 1049.
Ow! Mayday! Mayday, my contact lenses! You spat my contacts out!
Mayday!
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 I loved her. Louise Pentland, Sprinkle of Glitter. You can see that on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. Other stuff from the show this week. We talk about first kisses. Liv joined us on the phone. She told us that during her first kiss, she was told to spell out her mobile number with her tongue in someone else's mouth. And just for your enjoyment, once again, here's Chris trying to spell out 888. In your mouth. It's all on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
Like a dying whale.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for last bangers of the week. I know that I've lost this week. It's 3-1 to Chris.
I know, it's such a good week for me, but, you know, can you salvage some pride from this situation, or is it a real trousers down moment?
I don't know. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. All good.
What's going on?
20 today.
Whoa! So, happy birthday!
Birthday bangers for me. So,
oh, yes. Mate, you should be buzzing. Come on.
Well happy.
What are you doing tonight, then?
Going out for a meal, seeing my family, relaxing weekend, and seeing my little cousin. He was born yesterday.
Oh, cute.
Congratulations.
I've got a host of stars, Jack, here, ready and waiting to wish you happy birthday.
Oh, brilliant.
Lady Gaga sends her wishes.
I'm Lady Gaga, and I would like to wish you a happy birthday.
That's
cool,
brilliant.
Is that, Jack? Grimmy's been on.
It's Grimmy here. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. I hope you're having a good time being the grand old age of 20.
20.
On my 21st, I dressed up as a pirate in Liverpool. So, beat that. Happy birthday, mate. I've left you a really good present on your desk.
Cheers, Cheers, Grimmy.
Yeah, that's from Grimmy there.
It's really personal and nice. Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely for me.
You know Lauren Pope off of TOWIE?
Yeah.
She's been on.
This is Lauren Pope wishing you a very Essexy happy birthday.
And Sunita's been on as well off of Leaves.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more. And also,
this is so good.
President Obama, the outgoing president of the United States of America, has been on, wanting to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Jack.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Right, okay. It doesn't
can't
get any better than that.
An old Obama, can you?
No, no. I was going to get you Trump, but he wasn't available.
My okay. Drop, and let's do bangers.
Right, so here's my banger for you today.
I've chosen this before. You can't have this one.
Shut up.
You scoundrel.
It's Plan B.
You're an absolute pirate.
Stay too long.
Pick ones that have worked well for me in the
shut
past.
Shut up, you don't own music.
No. Absolute robbery, literally. This is disgusting. All right, you can have that, the thief's choice, or you can have this for me. One of the greatest like artists that, of all like time, that. It's Kid Cudi. And don't forget Crookers. And the song is Day and Night. To be fair, it is a tune. But so Scott's, but his is Theft, so do the right thing.
Theft, is it?
See, I'm normally Chris man.
Yeah.
I normally go for Chris.
Well, today Scott's a Chris man as well.
No, not.
So, he is. This is a tough decision for me. I mean, Chris is, we'll get the weekend going. But Scott's is a banger and this game is bangers. So, I don't really know, guys. Might have to call a friend. But,
wrong show.
I have, I have made my decision and, I'm going to go with Scott's choice today.
It's a good song, but it's criminal behaviour.
Plan B, Stay Too Long, wins bangers today, but you're saying that it's a technical win for you anyway.
Well, it's a massive song, that one.
Someone's like, how can you sleep at night? That's Fester in Norfolk. You're a robber. That's from Jordan.
You are a robber.
In Hinckley.
That's what you are. You're a robber.
You're a robber.
Absolute bandit there, taking the taking a song that's worked for me so many... I had to literally force that through bangers three times already.
And then I won with it.
Come and taken it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, isn't
bangers
it?
Bangers is back on Monday at 2:40 on Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. After three, last night's fired apprentice candidate will be here in the lifts at Radio 1. Chris will be with them in that lift. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but if you have not seen The Apprentice, after three, we will be revealing who that person was that got fired last night. So they'll be in the big glass lifts here at the BBC in London. And they have got to pitch something to me using all of their business acumen that they've acquired during their time on The Apprentice in the time it takes to get from the ground floor to the eighth floor, which is where Radio 1 is. If they convince me, then they get to come and do a full exit interview here in the studio. If they don't convince me, they don't even get to come to the studio. They go straight back down in the lift and out of the building.
I think the wonderful thing about this game as well is that generally anyone who's coming in to promote anything wants to arrive in the studio to be able to do it.
Mm.
And this kind of, vets them beforehand.
Yeah. If they're no good, we just send them down.
Mm.
That's after three. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, we're about to reveal what happened last night on The Apprentice. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Please look away.
Mayday.
Mayday. Please look away from the radio now if you don't want to know what happened on last night's Apprentice. People get well weird about this.
What do you mean? Plot spoilers themselves?
Yeah, they don't like it.
Just don't be aggy.
Just giving you a big old message now. We're about to talk about The Apprentice. And you're going to find out who's fired very soon. So, like, go and do something else until 3:30.
Keep it BBC related.
Yeah. Anything else?
Last night's Apprentice, the task involved the candidates purchasing items across London for the least money in the middle of the night. So Rebecca was looking for a tagine and also some African black soap.
Do you also have any African black soap?
Yeah.
You do?
We have English one, Turkish one, we have a different kind.
Thank you, bye.
Right, so African black soap she was looking for. By the time she arrived at the shop, it seemed that Rebecca had her wires crossed slightly there.
And do you have African black soap?
Yep.
That's what is it? Soup. Yeah. Ah, OK. Crossed wires.
Crossed wires there. Not soap, but soup.
We've all been there.
Haven't we? Like, how many times have you been out and, like, oh, I need some African black soap? Mate, and they're like, oh, no, it's soup.
It's, mate, it's well hard. And every now and then when I go out and buy soup...
And then it's soap.
I find I've put soap in my basket.
Same. In the boardroom, project manager Trishna brought back Rebecca and Sophie Ann, and Lord Sugar did the honours.
On balance, I've got to think about the people going forward in this, and I've also got to think about past performance. And on that basis, I'm going to have to say, Rebecca, you're fired.
So Rebecca is off The Apprentice. That's your update. Rebecca is here at Radio 1, and Chris is going to join her in the lifts very soon to see if she convinced me on something using all the business acumen and skill that she learned on the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, we're about to do something really awkward with the person that was off last night in The Apprentice. Turn away if you don't want to feel awkward or know who it is. Chris is now with the fired apprentice candidate in the ground floor in the big BBC lifts. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm just down on the bottom floor, kind of loitering outside the lifts. We've pressed the button, though, so one will be here shortly. But I'm here with the fired apprentice candidate.
So if you don't want to know who it was, if you haven't watched it yet, do not listen to this next bit. Who are you with?
OK, fired apprentice candidate, reveal yourself.
Hi, it's Rebecca Jeffrey.
Woo!
Hey, Rebecca!
Hi, Scott!
You OK?
I'm very good, thank you.
How did you find the apprentice experience?
Oh, it's amazing. It's crazy. Nothing like you'd imagine when you're sitting on your sofa calling everyone idiots. So it's really good. I miss my little boy like crazy, though. So I was secretly a little bit relieved to go out. And I had one task. I was always in that cafe. They always knew exactly how I took my tea because I was there all the time, every week.
OK, Rebecca, your challenge today, you've got the time it takes to get up to the eighth floor from the ground floor here in the BBC lifts to unsell me something. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Last night was the Student Radio Awards in London. I drank some wine. You've got the time it takes to ride up to the eighth floor to tell me why wine is a generally bad idea on a school night.
Oh, that's cruel. I love wine.
And well, don't we all, love? That's the problem.
That's very cruel. I'll have a good go.
Lift going up.
Okay, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Unsell me wine. Go.
Okay, Scott, I know you really like wine, and you know what? I thought wine was great too until I heard some very shocking facts about wine. Did you know it's a proven fact that 80% of wine includes cat wee? Cat wee. Cats climb all over the grapes, they wee on the grapes, and the wee goes into the wine. Also, there is much other alcohol out there. Think about gin. You could just have gin instead. I once found my little sausage dog drinking some of my wine from a glass that I had left beside my table where I do my work. He literally had his little nose right in the wine, and I jumped at him and I said, Bongo, don't do that. That's not cool. It's got cat wee in it. So remember that you need to choose other alcohol. Wine is not the best way to go, as much as we love it, and it can be
floor,
really
Chris?
Nice to drink.
Fifth floor. We've still got three more floors, Scott. It's a busy
thing.
Lift.
The other reason that you should also not drink wine is that it's... has
seventh floor,
large parts of animal skin in it. I've also heard that too. Apparently, badgers that climb over the grapes can leave small elements of their fur all over the grapes. And that's red wine,
that's
white wine, and rosé. Be
well
careful.
Played.
Okay, here's my verdict. As you reach the eighth floor, Rebecca, you sound like a lovely person, but your chat was entirely based around the fact that cat wee is wine. Not true. Also, gin is disgusting and makes you cry. Chris!
Makes you cry?
Send her back down.
No!
Back in the lift.
Oh, Scott, how could you?
We're going down.
I didn't win one
okay,
task
it's fine.
And
we
I
can
didn't
do
get
the exit interview
either.
While you go back down to the first floor.
Go.
So how was it?
It was amazing. It was crazy.
And you said you're quite relieved that you're out of the show.
I am. I got back to go back to my little kid and my business that I love running. And The Apprentice is an amazing experience, but it's also totally exhausting. Like, you have to get really, really early and go to bed really, really late. And you don't get to see your family, which is probably one of the hardest things about it.
Do you feel that you were too nice to be on the show?
Probably too nice to be on the show, yeah. I mean, I'm not someone who, like, turns on my friends in real life. And I run my business based on the fact that I'm approachable and friendly and chatty. And that's why my clients pick me. It's why I have lots of big clients, lots of little clients. We have about 120 and there's only two of us. So we're good at it.
Is there anything you miss about the show?
Anything I miss? The people in there are good. They're good. They're good eggs.
Fifth like, floor, Scott.
Most
Sorry.
Of them are good fun. Are you sure you don't want the lift to go back up again, Scott?
Well, no.
I think this conversation would be really great
a guy
if I
just
when
got
I could
in.
Actually see you.
A guy just got in.
I know, but that's the problem. We've sent you down. But it's okay.
There's always time to change your mind.
I know, but like, yeah, it's just the cat wee thing. I wasn't feeling it.
Third floor, second floor. Ground floor. You're done.
Damn it.
Rebecca, thanks so much for being with us today.
No worries. Thanks, Scott. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chance the Rapper, 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Kel Spellman, and No Problem on Radio 1. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, that's no problem at all. Do you know what I like about you? You're such a polite man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, all the time, isn't he?
To your face.
Yeah, exactly. After he came to my Halloween party, he was so sweet. He was like, thank you so much for having me.
You are a charmer.
Yeah.
No, I think manners cost nothing.
Just very
nice
polite. So you're on CBBC at 4. Are we keeping you from that or fine?
Listen, now this is maybe a little bit, but it's my pleasure to be here.
This is a little bit of downtime he has. This is normally like, I don't know, a quick toilet break or something like that before.
To be fair though, I do usually always pop in and just come for a 10-minute chat during exactly. rehearsal.
That's true. So let's just do it on air instead.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play Real or No Real on BBC Radio 1 with Kel Spellman. Here's your first fact. Okay.
China has a Singles Day, the opposite of Valentine's Day. And it's so big, last year, one retailer alone made $13.7 billion on it in a single day.
Whoa.
Not a bad idea, because Valentine's Day, if you're not in love, is really depressing.
Yeah.
Like, really, well, yeah, quite depressing.
I don't know, I disagree with that, because I think if you're single on Valentine's Day and you go out that evening...
Oh, okay.
You know that everyone else is single out there as well. So you make of it what you will. I actually think it's sort of... I don't know if you ever went to the parties where you'd... this sounds weird already. But you'd wear red if you were taken.
What?
You'd wear yellow if it was kind of like, well, I am, but I'm kind of going for it anyway. And green if you're single and just...
I don't think I ever heard of something like that, actually. I've never done it.
We had it at uni.
I mean, I've been celebrating Singles Day since the day I was born.
There we go.
Oh, Kel.
So, but I do like the idea of a day for singletons.
Right.
Yeah.
But why haven't you got yourself a nice girlfriend yet? I sound like your gran.
Well, no, you're a mascot. I just get it all.
Okay, move on. So in China, they've got the opposite of Valentine's Day, which is called Singles Day, and it makes billions of dollars.
I believed it. The only thing that's making me edge back is $13.7 billion in one day. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And what are you saying will happen on the Singles Day? Because you know Valentine's Day, there'll be cards. I mean, the money's on cards, isn't it? Really?
Congratulations for being single.
You're still single.
My special single. Doesn't really work, does it?
No real. Chris?
I think it's too much money. I'm going to say no real.
And Kel?
Yeah, no real.
Okay.
That one is real.
Real. Whoa. Singles Day was set up as the perfect antidote to Valentine's Day. Chinese retail giant Alibaba sold $13.7 billion of stuff in the first 16 hours of it last year. It's a big thing in China.
Right, I'm off to China, see you in a bit.
But what's the single paraphernalia that they're selling then? Like, what is it?
Cards, presents, to yourself. Because no one loves you. And next,
The main Christmas tree in Leicester city centre has been left bare after the council discovered that tinsel was too heavy for it.
Mm.
Wow.
This didn't happen last night in Watford, did it? At the big light switch on?
No, Watford hasn't got weak trees.
Mm. Do you know he'd switched on the Christmas lights in his hometown last night?
Yeah. I did, yeah, and he also did it with the Watford football team, yeah, which yeah. I was very impressed with.
Troy Deeney.
No biggie.
Second shout out for him today.
I know. Yeah. He's on.
He's going to be starting soon. You'll be on the bench.
I'm surprised you haven't done any Christmas lights, Cal. Is it not your bag?
I don't think it's really my bag.
No, Cal, I don't think it is.
You're interacting. What about panto?
Yes.
No. Buttons.
Yes, I was just thinking panto. You can imagine it on a poster.
Here he is.
Not yet.
CBBC and Radio 1's Cal Spellman, buttons.
To be a rat,
no, you'd be Jack off of the Beanstalk.
Yeah, thank you. I think now, no, but I'd never say no in the future. But
that's what
no,
I say.
Absolutely not.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a good stance to have here, Kel.
If you want me on in 10 years at the Anvil in Basingstoke, you can have me.
And what would you be?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably the old queen or whatever that...
The dame.
The wicked queen.
The old queen is not a role. The old queen.
What's it called? The wicked queen.
I don't know, wicked witch. Or like that's it, yeah. An ugly sister.
Wizard of Oz.
Not the old queen.
I tell you what, I think we should start our own panto in this studio. We've got the old
Scott
queen.
Scott Mills yeah. is the old queen.
Cal Spellman is buttons. Chris Stark is...
I don't know.
What are you going to be?
Aladdin.
Wishy-washy. So the main Christmas tree in Leicester city centre is bare because the council discovered that tinsel is too heavy for
it. Or was it? They spent too much dough this year on Leicester City winning the league.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And everything else has had to flip him, you know, be expendable, really. Tinsel? Nah, put it into the trophy celebrations.
Yeah. Okay.
Some weak tree.
What are we saying then? Is this real, Kel?
I'm going to say this is no real.
And Chris?
I actually think what Kel said is true. I think they've spent all their money, so I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Leicester Council have complained that the tinsel they ordered was actually really thick and had bent the tree's branches. Rubbish. And finally... Yes?
David and Victoria Beckham were so desperate to use their chosen wedding venue that when they found out it was already booked, they paid off the existing couple's entire mortgage to persuade them to give up the date.
Whoa.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought they kind of kept it a bit real, that couple.
Really? Okay, well, we talked about this slightly earlier, didn't we?
Yeah.
Someone called up and said that this was this the same story that their parents or their friend or something like that, or they heard of someone that booked a room for £100 and then someone contacted them saying, look, we really need that room and kept upping the offer and then offered the mortgage, which is... insane.
But then we got loads of people going, I've heard this story, but it was in Wales.
Or yeah.
I've heard this story and it happened in Scotland. So it could just be one of those urban myths that's going around.
Yeah. Yes, oh. But this is good because this will establish whether it is real or no real.
Mm. I think it could be, you know.
And so basically this couple are like, yeah, we've set our wedding date. Then some people get in touch and it's like, it's for David and Victoria Beckham. They need it on this date. We'll pay off your mortgage.
That's insane, isn't it?
Imagine that conversation. I think maybe there is a business... in actually now just going to book all the wedding venues in the UK for next year. Anyone who has a wedding next year has to go through my business.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It isn't a bad idea,
it's
that.
A good idea, that.
But, I mean, that is still a huge amount of money. Isn't
okay,
it?
Hang on, here's a question.
You just book somewhere else.
When did they get married?
Was it... I'm saying late 90s, early 2000s.
So we're saying, I mean... Victoria May, but David hadn't reached his heights yet, so has he got the
was
dough
he not at
that
the
point?
Peak?
Oh, May, yeah, no, he was class of 99, sorry, and all that jazz.
Mm. Okay, so real or no real?
Real.
Real?
I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Sorry, but fact-checking website Snopes.com looked into this, and despite there being thousands of rumours about this, there is no evidence that the Beckhams paid off someone's mortgage. Sorry to disappoint everyone who's convinced it's happened to their friend, because it hasn't. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Kel, you've had a mare. You scored absolutely nothing, but I got 20.
Woohoo! Oh.
Well, at least you got your panto.
Yeah.
Kel Spellman's on CBBC from 4 p.m. this afternoon and on Radio 1 on Sunday.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
indeed.
4 p.m.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Friday best bits. We're back on Radio 1 Monday at 1 p.m. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.